Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has formally apologised to Pacific communities hurt by the Dawn Raids of the 1970s. The Dawn Raids resulted in the deportation and prosecution of many Pacific Islanders, even those who remotely looked Pacifica, despite many overstayers at the time being British or American. At a ceremony in Auckland yesterday, the Prime Minister also announced education scholarships as part of the apology and support for Pacific artists and historians to develop a comprehensive written and oral account of the raids. With us now to discuss this, the University of Auckland's Milani Anai and Monaco Councillor Efeso Collins. Kia ora, korua. Talofalava, thank you for joining us on this. If I can start with you, Dr. Anai, Milani, what did the apology mean to you?
Well, we feel a sense of accomplishment that the government has admitted fully and frankly to its own culpability and its racist treatment towards Pacific people during the Dawn Raids. And it puts the Pacific and the government, Pacific communities and government, on a different footing now. And all those families and all those generations know now how Pacific people were treated. It was not their fault and nothing to do with being overstayers.
For you, Efeso, is this enough?
The apology means that we can draw a line in the sand and we can restart a conversation and a relationship that needed to begin some healing and restore the trust that had been lost. This is nearly 50 years of a history where the government got it wrong, where it was state-sanctioned police aggression and racism, and it's a complete blight on a group's history. And so the apology begins the ability to reconnect. I don't know that. I think what we need to watch now is what the actions will be, whether there'll be meaningful action to come that's going to support the apology, because I think that's what our young people in particular are going to be looking for.
I was going to pick up on that, and I'll come to you on this, Milani. Education scholarships, support for artists. Not going to be a compulsory part of the school curriculum. Schools can choose to teach it and there will be resources as a result. Do these aspects go far enough?
Look, all they were to us are gestures. They're just what they are. They have to go much further than they do before we can expect real change. The intent of the Polynesian Panthers Call for an Apology is that that was an important step to healing and restoration of trust, as was said, but it goes much more. It was just a start. We wanted to redefine what an education for New Zealand youth across all sectors should be. And now, especially after the Dawn Raid apology, the scholarships go a very small way in what the Panthers were wanting in terms of real change. You know, We wanted to redefine specifically what our New Zealand children should be learning in this context of current global challenges such as the COVID-19 pandemic, climate change, and the calls for action against global rampant racism. And, so we've got a lot of work to do with the government now to really work towards that goal. Yes, you're right. We already have schools who have embedded Pacific studies and, you know, the Dawn Raids in the curriculum. What we wanted was it to be compulsory for all New Zealanders to learn about it.
And Efeso, you know, for Pacific people, there are some very tangible areas that perhaps should be addressed, are there not? For example, the Pacifica pay gap. You can only do so much to move the dial when you're living in a system that for many is institutionally racist.
And that's why we need to continue to lean quite heavily on Dr. Anai, the Polynesian Panthers, who have led this work, who have made sure that we got to the point of an apology. But even in this acknowledgement, it must go further. And when you're caught within a system that has discriminated discrimination elements right throughout. This is part of how we correct it and we rebalance the system. I think some of the things I'd like to see further is the is an amnesty, perhaps, that we consider where our overstayers are, and even the repealing the Citizenship Act 1982, which was a racist piece of legislation that remains. But as Melani has said, this is part of the ongoing activity that we can take from here. We've drawn a line in the sand. The apology has been made. Now we really need to bolster our activity within New Zealand society, because that's how we change it.
Ngā mihi, thank you very much, both of you, for talking to us this morning. Efeso Collins there, Manukau councillor. We're also speaking with Melani Anai from the University of Auckland.